This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The federal government is considering a ban on smoking in the 1.2 million units of public housing it oversees, not just public areas. People wouldn't be able to smoke in their apartments. It's about the health of residents, but it would also save taxpayers $150 million a year in health care costs, repairs, and fires. From the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk, Noel King reports.
Equanda Willis lives in a public housing complex in Brooklyn. She's 37 and has been smoking for two decades.
I seen people smoke and I thought it was cool, but then I got addicted and I just never quit.
She'd like to quit, but she doesn't think HUD has the right to tell her what to do in her own home.
I believe that people should be able to smoke. If they pay rent there, they should be able to smoke where they want to smoke.
Public housing tenants typically pay around 30% of their income in rent. The rest is subsidized. Willis is also not convinced the ban would be enforceable.
It's going to be kind of hard, not unless they're going to have security guards standing at people's apartments sniffing out cigarette smoke. I don't understand how it's going to work.
New York City has the largest public housing authority in the U.S. Around 400,000 New Yorkers live in public housing developments. Joanne Allen was grabbing a smoke outside of the public housing complex where she lives when we met. At first, she was resigned.
If they do it, hey, it is what it is. Hey, another law.
But after she'd had a second to think about it.
It's okay with me. Give or take, I think it would be good because I'll keep the smoke away from my family and everything. Secondhand smoke is a killer.
Alfred Woods is also a smoker. He worries about what'll happen to people who live in public housing and can't quit.
It's going to be unfortunate for low-income people and poor people who do smoke and to be evicted over smoking in an apartment, which is going to cause a great dilemma for living situations.
The goal is not to evict people. The goal is to reduce smoking.
That is Sonia Zaderman, executive director of the Council of Large Public Housing Authorities. It's a nonprofit that represents 70 of the biggest housing authorities in the U.S. and sometimes works with HUD. She says a ban would start with education, not punishment. And she points out some housing authorities already ban smoking.
We do have a number of housing authorities that do have experience in undertaking these kinds of policies and implementing them.
HUD says so far this is just a proposal. The federal housing body says residents' concerns are in part exactly why it has opened up the proposed ban to a period of public comment. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.